This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're riding the roller coaster that is Bitcoin, you may already know its value has taken another big hit. And for the second time in just about as many weeks, it's because of news out of China. Our own Ben Johnson over at the Marketplace Tech Report has been running a whole series on Bitcoin this week, and he's got the latest news for us. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
Let's do the news of the day first on Bitcoin, shall we?
Sure.
This news out of China, the Chinese Bitcoin exchanges may no longer use the yuan, the Chinese currency. What's up with that, and how big a deal is it?
This is a big deal if you've got Bitcoin, because it was about $1,200 last week. Now it's half that, although depending on where you look, it's climbing back again. So BTC China is one of the biggest exchanges of Bitcoin in China, and a huge amount of Bitcoin has been traded in this exchange in recent months. And so there's been a big impact today because a lot of that exchange can't happen anymore.
Give me the primer, would you? First of all, Bitcoin is not a real coin. It's basically computer code, right? It's a cyber thing.
Yes. It's a cryptocurrency. It's a digital currency. People call it many different things. But a lot of people actually make this comparison that it's like a version of cash for the internet. And how it works is it's this software that you download. It sort of generates these codes, and you store the codes in wallets. And when a code moves from one wallet to the next, there is a sort of public ledger that shows that the money is transferred.
These are digital wallets, right?
Yes, they are.
So I could get this code and I could mine Bitcoin myself and thus make myself rich?
Well, these days, it takes a lot of computing power to mine the Bitcode because there is a finite number.
Who says there's a finite number? Is there a Federal Reserve of Bitcoin since the Fed's in the news today?
If only. So there's this kind of mysterious entity named Satoshi Nakamoto, maybe a person, maybe a group.
Right.
This entity made the original software available to the public. So we don't really know. There is not a Federal Reserve, but the software dictates that there is a finite number.
Okay. So talk to me about the future then, because you can get economists and financial regulators on both sides of this thing, right? What's your take?
Okay. So here's the thing. The beauty of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency. I might not be long on Bitcoin, but I am long on cryptocurrency because this could be a way that we all transfer money and spend money both online and in the real world in the future. I talked to a doctor this week. He takes patients who pay him in Bitcoin. Hmm. People are using Bitcoin at the farmer's market off their cell phones. There's actually a Silicon Valley startup called Coinbase that is trying to become sort of the PayPal of Bitcoin. So I think there is a lot of potential here. The question is, will it be regulated? Will it be more stabilized by governments and banks? And in some ways, we're going to lose some of the things that people love about it now if that happens, which is no service charges, no taxes, difficult to trace, things like that.
Ben Johnson with the Marketplace Tech Report on Bitcoin for us. Ben, thanks a bunch.
No problem.